Now, what about, do you have any fruit trees?
Yes.
What kind do you have?
I have some apple trees.
Oh, what kind of apples?
They're what they call a lado, and also have the red delicious.
Oh, those are good.
Yes.
Yeah. What about...
They have a lot of other different varieties of apples, but up in this area we don't have too many varieties, and it's a little too cold for most of them. In fact, the red delicious don't do too good up here, but they will grow, but they don't do as good as some of the other varieties.
I see. Okay. What about, what are the different kind of fruits? For instance, on the inside of some fruits is a really hard, big thing. It looks like...
It's just stone or pit.
A stone or a pit. What kinds of different fruits have those?
All the peaches have pits, apricots have pits, cherries have pits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the most common around here.
Okay. And what do you do with, what do the women usually do with these fruits? What do they make out of them?
They mostly can them for fruit. And also they make a lot of jams out of them, the jellies.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are sure good.
Yes.
Yeah. What about, let's see, what are the things sometimes that some people grow them in their garden, I guess, and a lot of times they'll just grow up in the yard on their own, and they have a little top, they look kind of like umbrellas. They have a little stem and then a little thing that grows over the top of them. And one variety is really small that you put in salads. It's kind of a strange thing. I'll tell you what, I'll draw you a picture of it and see if you can. I'm not an artist.
Mushroom?
Mushroom, that's what I'm looking for. What kinds, do you know different kinds of mushrooms, or did you ever?
No, there's some of them, some different kinds, I guess, different varieties, like the different varieties in practically all the vegetables they use. Some mushrooms that grow wild. You've got to be careful because some of them are poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the mushrooms we get now that we eat while they're growing in the gardens now, but they do grow outside. They usually grow in the wet weather. When you get a lot of storm in that weather, they'll grow. They're going out, and I've picked a lot of them up. And they're kind of like we call them a toadstool.
Oh.
I see they're a little different shape than what the mushrooms that you have in buying the store, but they do grow wild. But some of them are poisonous, you have to be careful. These that grow wild, you have to be careful because you could get poisoned on.
I have to remember that. What about, what would you do to, let's say if you had a pig and you had it slaughtered, what would you do to the pork to keep it? Usually, I guess now they treat it different, but...
We'd call it cured.
You cured it? And how would you do that?
Well, you usually have a preparation. You get a preparation. We used to, the old timers used to always cure their own meat, and they'd usually use a salt cure on it. Mostly it was salt.
Mm.
They'd put it in the salt brine and leave it in the salt brine for a certain length of time, and then they'd take it out, and then after they'd take it out, they'd smoke it. And after they smoke it, then it would keep. Lots of times we'd keep meat. I remember we used to always keep it and cure it like that in the winter time, and then keep it all summer, and we'd put it out in the wheat bin, out in buried in the wheat to keep the flies and things on it, and they keep it cool. We could keep cool and keep it in the cool and have beef or this cured meat all summer long. Do the bacon that way, and you could also do the hams that way.
I never even heard of that.
That's the way we used to do is to cure them. Now they have different means of curing it. They have a brine cure that you can use a brine cure. You could used to use two different kinds of cures. You could use just a salt cure. Just put on the salt, and then you could mix salt with water and make a brine out of it and put it in a barrel and let it go for about a month or couple, 3 weeks or whatever you wanted to, depending on how long you